Hey, everybody. Hi. Coming at you with a, I guess it's a bonus episode of a podcast is how this is probably getting framed up, because I'll probably break the audio out separately and throw that as a little bonus on the podcast feed. But today is the day that Starfield reviews have been allowed to hit the internet. And so I thought I would record something real quick. You know, I'll probably have more to say in more depth as time goes on. I've only been able to spend about 20-ish hours with the game, 20, 25, somewhere in there. I ended up getting my hands on the game quite a bit later than some of the other publications. There's a kind of a ridiculous story attached to that perhaps I will tell someday. Let's say I was surprised when I got a response. Anyway, so yeah, so I've been spending time with Starfield on the PC. I have not seen it running on an Xbox yet, because I've just been focused on seeing as many things as possible and kind of just getting around and playing, getting into the game, you know? It runs really well on PC. I think from a frame rate perspective, I think it's been nice and smooth. A couple spots here and there where you see it get framing on, but like nothing crazy. And on the bug front, I'll say on my first, you know, like 20, 25, you know, knock on wood, I guess, but I have not seen anything major. There was a situation where I went to talk to someone and she was walking and she got stuck on a chair and then she started vibrating and then the camera started trying to keep in front of her to make the shot work, and the camera kept going back and forth in front of her, and you know, but the conversation still worked, and then as soon as the conversation ended, she walked, and you know, it wasn't anything major. A couple of cases of that, and then one case where I was on my ship and a dude just showed up by the airlock and went up, and he was just standing there, not moving, not animating, nothing, and I went up and talked to him. Triggered a conversation that almost seemed like it was like, it's like supposed to be a random, like a guy that you have like a random encounter with in a town or something. Like the context of it didn't make sense that he was just standing on my ship. And then afterwards he just went back to rigidly standing on the ship and didn't go away for a long time. And then I flew around and did some, you know, and eventually I turned around and he was not there anymore. But so that's either a bug or a bad story. I don't know. Yeah, that seems like it's probably a bug. But you know, when I think about the early days of Fallout 4, and how messed up that game could be, I have not seen anything that approaches that level of busted in my time with the game. It's been pleasant, downright pleasant, I would say. And to that end, I would say I am really enjoying my time with Starfield. I think it is compelling. I think that the things they have done, aesthetically, I love the look of that game, the ships. Like, you know, I think everyone is kind of like just about ready to start rolling their eyes at the term NASA punk or whatever. But I think that, you know, whatever you want to call it, I really do like the look of the game. I think a lot of the weapons and space suits and helmets and, but also just the environments and the insides of ships and the different cities you go to, you know, like it has its, you know, pleasure city, called Neon, that has a nightclub that, you know, you go like, oh yeah, like, you know, we got, you know, kind of Mass Effect vibes in some parts, but also very grungy space miner, dusty, dirty, messed up areas as well. And so I like what they've done aesthetically a lot. As far as the game itself, I think if you've played a copious amount of this team's previous work, you know, Fallout 4, Skyrim, basically anything between here and Skyrim, maybe here in Oblivion, I guess. A lot of this game will seem very familiar. Like, you will immediately see systems in this game that have been, you know, with this team's games for, you know, decades at this